We're back for another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. It's all about getting the conversation started today, and the conversation being, what do you need to do to prepare successfully for retirement? Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is here with us to share with us some interesting findings that her recent research has yielded. Catherine, what's going on? Are people talking about what they need to in terms of getting ready for retirement?
People just aren't talking enough about retirement. Our latest research found that only 13% of people frequently discuss retirement with family and close friends. And what's even more interesting to me about that is millennials are actually twice as likely to be talking about it than baby boomers.
Now, that's interesting. Now, if you think about millennials, of course, we're talking about that category of people born between 1979 and 1996, still a long way from retirement, whereas, of course, baby boomers are well into retirement, entered retirement, or soon will be entering retirement, and not nearly as much. What's going on there?
Well, we found that to be pretty interesting, too. Why are young people talking about retirement more than older people? And delving into the research, we found they're worried about their parents. Many millennials are out of school, but they're in the workforce, and they're living at home, and they are experiencing and seeing firsthand their parents' anxieties about their own retirement preparations.
Wow, that's really interesting. If I look at myself, I'm certainly of the baby boomer generation, although at the tail end of it, I might add. And I don't think I think about retirement. I think of working for quite a long time yet to come with a daughter in college, one soon to be in college, and a young son who's in grade school. And so I'll be supporting him for a long time. But your point is, and your research indicates, that it's really about getting people to talk about it, which then leads to options and figuring out what they need to do.
Absolutely. Talking about it actually leads to action. And it's not easy to start the conversation. A lot of people just have a really hard time finding the icebreaker. And what I say is just break the ice. If you're a parent and you have a millennial who is just entering the workforce and they're looking at job choices, ask them about retirement benefits. And if they're offered a 401k plan, ask them if they're saving, and if not, suggest that they get started.
You raise a good point, Catherine. So again, a 401k, even just starting out at 25 or 30 years old, contributing to a 401k, and particularly if there's a company match, can yield a significant sum in retirement assets later on down the road.
Absolutely. A head start can mean a monumental leap in terms of long-term savings through the compounding of investments, and even just getting into the habit of saving.
Right. I remember in a previous show, you noted that if somebody was 25 and started contributing, putting away for retirement, they would have nearly double than somebody at 35 who started. That 10-year difference is a big difference compounded over the life of working life, that is.
Yes, absolutely, assuming that the investment markets and investment growth cooperate.
Great. Well, always very interesting. These are not easy matters to sort out, but that's why we're here, and that's why the Transamerica Institute exists, to help folks sort these things out. But the point is, get started, start talking, and figuring out what you can do today. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm Greg Tucker, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.